especially for kids, like Mousy and Schnecke. I love the way people talk to their kids here. That's, for me, like, so loving.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. Our guest today, Denise Jarching.
Name Denise Jarching. Geburtsland Brasilien. Ankunft in Wien 2014. Familienstand. Verheiratet, zwei Kinder. Beruf Make-up Artist.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello, and today I'm sitting with the beautiful Denise Jarching in her gorgeous home. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Denise, what brought you to Vienna? Is it your work? I know you're a makeup artist.
No, I came to Vienna because of my husband. He got a job offer here and then that's it.
And when was that?
2014. End of 2014.
From Brazil, I could imagine that was quite a shock.
Yes, well, we lived before in Switzerland. We went to Switzerland for 1 year for him to do his master's. And then that's where he got the job offer to come to Vienna.
And do you love Vienna?
I love Vienna.
What are your favorite places? What are the places in the city that make your heart race?
There are some, but I love Luxembourg.
Yes.
Especially now with kids. I think this is a place we always love to go and rent the boat and, you know.
Schloss Luxemburg ist ein wunderschöner Ausflugsort in der Nähe von Wien. Es ist bekannt für seine historischen Gebäude und weitläufigen Parks. Hier können Besucher durch den großen Schlosspark spazieren, der viele alte Bäume und bunte Blumen hat. Besonders sehenswert ist die Franzensburg, eine kleine Burg im Park, die auf einer Insel steht. Man kann sie mit einem Boot erreichen und besichtigen. Schloss Luxemburg ist ein idealer Ort für einen entspannten Tag in der Natur und bietet viele Möglichkeiten zum Spazierengehen, Picknicken und Fotografieren.
Yeah, well, there are so many parks and so many beautiful places around.
It's a really green city.
Yes.
And you can do a lot within the city limits, actually. Wine, parks, everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, I love the 19th district where we can see the vineyards, you know, go to a Heutiger somewhere and just sit there and enjoy the view from the Danube as well.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like you're in the city, does it?
Yes. Yes. It's crazy. Yeah. Because for us in Brazil, if we do that, we have to drive at least 2 hours.
Same in London.
Yeah. Well, true.
And here you can go home in like 30 minutes. And you feel like you've had a bit of a rest.
You can even go with your bike.
Yes.
And then, you are in a totally different atmosphere. It's great.
Denise, you know our podcast tries to uncover expats' stories about memorable days that they've had living in this amazing city. I'm dying to hear yours.
When I went with my friend, we didn't have kids back then. And she was also recovering some video for her YouTube channel. And we went to Hermes Villa and she wanted to show around. And, you know, it was so beautiful day. It was autumn. It was like all yellow and the trees, everything was so beautiful. You should go visit.
I do. I live in Leinzer Tiergarten with my kids.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then we were walking around and recording the video, had a coffee, you know, like just enjoying the day. But we didn't know that they were closing at 6. So then suddenly we looked around and there was nobody, just us. Then we started walking back to the gate, to the entrance, and then it was closed. We were locked there.
Inside?
Inside. And we couldn't go out. I mean, I was looking around and see if someone was living there. Someone was there, like a security guy or something. No, nobody. It was just us. And then I saw my life, like, oh my God, what am I going to do now?
I'm locked in this beautiful mansion.
Yes. Well, I wish I could sleep here, but there is no way, right?
Did you go into full princess mode?
Yes. Then we just start like finding some bench, you know, something to come closer so we could jump. What we did. And then we jumped. It was crazy because from the other side, I'm so afraid of height. And I was like, how am I going to do this? But my friend, she did it first.
Okay.
And then she was trying to help me, you know, putting her hands like, okay, come here.
Do you know, this is not the first story of somebody being locked in like a beautiful institution in the city. We had one woman who was locked inside. A friend of mine got locked in the toilet of the Hofburg.
Oh my God. Yeah,
this happens. Things shut early in Vienna. Maybe yeah, that's something people need to know.
Yeah, but they should just announce like, right, we are closing 10 minutes. We are closing 5 minutes, right? So you can run. But no. That was crazy.
After this, what did you do? You were just there with your friend and you both just escaped back
yes.
to the city.
Yeah, well, we got the bus outside and yes, and we were just like, my God, this feels like we were in a movie or something, you know?
I can imagine. Yeah. Two Brazilians get locked inside an Austrian mansion.
Yeah.
But have you had any other culture clashes? Because Brazilian culture is really different from Austrian.
Definitely.
So what have you had? What culture clashes have you had in the city?
Well, for me, the first one that was very shocked was people being naked, you know, in the sauna or when they are just like relaxing the sun. Usually old people, but there are a few that still do it. And I remember this day that I was in the gym just doing my workout. And then suddenly I looked down. There was a sauna area and there was, I don't know, I think three men just lying there naked, talking to each other. And I feel like, my God, this is so crazy. How can you have a conversation naked, you know?
I'm totally with you. But again, after being here for 15 years, I've seen it all. Brother and sister, yeah. Mother and son, you name it. Just having a nice conversation. We're the uptight ones.
Yes. We well, they go to the sauna, right? Naked. And they talk like, I don't know how they do this. Imagine like you go to the sauna with your boss.
There are saunas in office buildings in this district. I know of it.
Oh, okay. This I didn't know. Okay. That's crazy. I don't imagine myself talking to my boss naked.
But the funny thing is actually with Brazilian culture, you always think of people in thongs and, you know, being very open with their bodies. But it's not that way, is it?
No. Yeah. Well, the culture is bikini, you know, people like to do their workout and show off a little bit. But it's not that we are naked.
Yeah.
No, never. I don't see boobs or, you know.
The dangly bits are off the shelf. What's your relationship like with German?
Oh. My German is not that good. It's so la la. I can understand mostly, but I cannot have a conversation like I'm having with you, you know. But I can talk to the teachers in the kindergarten. I can order something or I can call someone, you know. But for me, German is, I don't like the language, I must say. I think it's hard and the people speak very loud, you know. But I just think that it's very logical.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's very logical. You have the words for everything and then you collect them together and then suddenly is another word which makes a lot of sense.
And have you been learning it also through your kids? Because I feel
totally.
I learn so much through my
totally.
2 and 4-year-old.
Yes, yes. Yeah. They teach me everything. And they also say, no, you are saying totally wrong.
Really?
This is not the way you talk. Yeah. They speak Portuguese and German and they are learning English, but not English yet.
And do you have any favorite things that they say or that you say, Austrian German words perhaps?
Oh,
that you
yes.
love?
Especially for kids like Mausi and Schnecke. I love the way people talk to their kids here. That's for me like so loving.
Yeah. And it's also like, I even call my son Mausi sometimes, I realize, you know, it's a very endearing term. That's true. And do you have any other favorite words that you like to use?
Usually I say like, Schau mal to my kids, you know, or also to my husband, like, okay, let's see, like, Schau mal or, you know.
Do you have that in Portuguese? Schau mal?
No.
Like, no, you don't have
that. No, we don't have it. No, no.
It's a great term.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. Let's see. And Denise, what tips or advice would you give a fresh expat who's just moved to Vienna? What do you wish someone had told you before you moved here?
Well, I think there are a lot of things in Vienna. Vienna is great and I love living here. And I always imagine myself living here in the future, you know. But I think that having kids in Vienna is great because for kids here, everything is so amazing. You know, they make so many things for kids. And also having a bike, because as we said before, we can go everywhere with the bike and it feels like you are already in another place, but you're still in Vienna. and drinking water from the tap.
Yeah.
I think like the taste is much better than the one you buy in a supermarket.
Yeah.
And it's also cold. I don't know, but here in my sink, it's amazing, you know. I don't even have to put in the fridge.
I go to Upper Austria to visit my husband's parents and the water tastes horrible in comparison. It's a Viennese thing. It's fresh from the Alps.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's the best water in the world. It's like drinking Evian.
Die Abteilung Wiener Wasser, MA31, versorgt die Stadt Wien zu 100% mit Quellwasser. Das Wiener Wasser kommt aus den niederösterreichisch-steirischen Alpen. In Wien kann man das Wasser direkt aus dem Wasserhahn trinken. Es schmeckt gut und ist sehr gesund. Das Wiener Wasser ist auch ein Grund, warum die Stadt für ihre hohe Lebensqualität bekannt ist.
I don't think that's major, you know, comparing to living here and everything we have.
I fully agree. Denise, thank you so much for letting us into your beautiful home today. Auf Wiederhören.
Oh, thank you so much for having me and auf Wiedersehen.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innis Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innis Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören!